I have to say that I'm old as well. I actually got my first amateur radio license back in December of 1999, but I only used it for a few months, and I was bored of my mind. I couldn't find anything that was interesting to me in the hobby. Everybody just around me just wanted to talk on two-meter repeaters, and it's not much of my thing. And so I let my license lapse. But my son, who's now 17 and a half, about 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago now, he said, hey, you know, I wouldn't mind getting my amateur radio license. So we went ahead and did it. So he got his, I got mine. And then his sister, who's 5 years younger, she got hers like a year and a half later. I think she was 11 when she got it. I think she just turned 11 is how old she was when she got it. So, and it's a lot easier for me to do radio things when it's able to be a family thing. When it's just me by myself, you know, I've already got plenty of hobbies that take me away from the rest of the family. So it's nice having a hobby that all three of us can do. We'll go to Stony Creek Metro Park and we'll all bring our HTs and the kids can run around the park wherever they want and we can all communicate with the HTs, things like that. And so it is a fun thing that we can do together, POTAs, things like that. So that's what we enjoy out of it as well. Well, Wyatt, I too am going to get wrapped up here. I want to get back to shopping these antennas so that I can head off to bed. So let's get this ordered tonight. It was very nice talking to you. One last thing, Wyatt, don't forget to say your call sign. Other than that, Wyatt, you did a wonderful job in the conversation here. I look forward to speaking to you again. This is ADHJL. I will be monitoring for a few minutes, but effectively clear, and I'm going to turn it over to Coach Cujo, ADHJL.